I feel like the young mother who was being wheeled into the delivery room and said, "I don't believe I'll go through with it." The brief interview we had, my wife and I, the other day with President Kimball, indicated that the service that we have enjoyed in the years past, it has now the expectation to be expanded so that we may have contact and hopefully influence throughout the entire world. It's amazing how, to the two of us, suddenly, in the space of a few brief moments, the greater part of our personal plans, ambitions, and worldly desires have been swept away and never to return in this life. I awakened one morning many years ago with the realization that it was my 35th birthday, and the thought crossed my mind, "You're now old enough to be President of the United States." Then the second thought came right behind it, humbling, and said, "Yes, and that's the only qualification you have." My one qualification today, possessed and treasured by all Latter-day Saints, is a sweet assurance given to me by the Holy Ghost that God really does live. The knowledge that I have talked with him in prayer and that he has answered me many times and given me the influence of his Holy Spirit. On an occasion, again many years ago, when I was called to be a stake president, Elder Marquis Peterson of the Council of the Twelve interviewed me searchingly as to my worthiness to serve, and he persisted with one question: "Brother Bangeter, do you believe the gospel?" I responded that I did, insofar as I understood it, but he said, "No, I mean, do you believe the gospel according to President Joseph Fielding Smith?" Most of you know that because of the strictness with which President Smith taught the doctrines of the gospel, that was a question which could separate the sheep from the goats. I'm grateful that there has been an influence in my life near to me which has made it easy for me to accept the great truth that the gospel really has been restored in the last days to the earth, and that the president of this church is in reality a prophet of God with the priesthood and the authority of Jesus Christ to organize his kingdom and direct it here on the earth. Perhaps some of my qualifications are not inadequate. I am by trade a carpenter. I remember how Brother James E. Faust said a short time ago that he had to repent of being a liar to take this position. I don't feel the need to repent of that, but I've been repenting just the same. I know that my parents reared me and all of their 11 children to be worthy of this or any other calling of service. I felt since childhood that my mother, who is a great soul, carried with her the spirit of Hannah, the mother of Samuel of olden time, that whatever else her children might become, she had already dedicated them to the Lord and to his service. We were raised to go on missions, to work hard, to pray often, and to give our lives over to service. More than all other people put together, the influence of my parents has led me to this position. William H. Bangeter and Isabel Bodden are sacred names to me. And in connection with them, my brothers and sisters and other relatives. No one's life belongs to him alone. My circle of close friends and loved ones encompasses the earth and includes many who are now departed, beginning with my dear wife, Mildred, who went years ago into eternal life, who gave us our first four children, one of whom is with her, and my wife and beloved companion, Geraldine, a partner and a miracle worker, I think described in my feeling by Elder Perry in his wonderful testimony yesterday. She has added seven other children to our family, all vibrant, loving, and devoted to each other and to us. And our lives are very rich. Six of them are waiting for us to return to Europe. Others in our circle include childhood and youthful companions, great missionary companions. I must refer again to Brother Faust, who labored with me in the mission field. Fellow workers in church service, in bishoprics, stake and mission presidencies, high councils. Their number is so vast now I can hardly recall. These beloved associates who are regional representatives, many who've been released, and the general authorities of the church with whom I've had the privilege to associate from time to time, sometimes on a close personal basis. Many others in and out of the church. We owe so much to each other. And I would especially like to mention that tremendous experience that has been from time to time a part of my life over many years to associate and labor among the people in Brazil. Their representatives are here today, and I can't fully tell how much I have enjoyed and loved the experience of being associated with them, and now with others across the sea. There are many hundreds of missionaries who have been close to us as if they were our own family, and we appreciate and love each of those. Brother Peter Morick, who gives devoted service to the church as the real estate agent in Europe, was telling us the other day that while sitting on an airplane ready to depart, a woman who appeared to be wealthy entered and took the only remaining seat next to him. Since the man in the seat ahead was bathing them in clouds of cigar smoke, Brother Morick commented to the woman, "I hope to see the day when I can enter an airplane without the necessity of being suffocated by tobacco smoke." The woman replied, "Amen to that." Then, without further thought or reason, and this was several years ago, Brother Morick said, "Joseph Fielding Smith is a prophet of God." The woman turned to him and repeated almost to herself, "Joseph Fielding Smith is a prophet of God. Joseph Fielding Smith is a prophet of God." "Now I remember," she said, "I was sitting looking at television, and there was some sort of a conference or religious assembly taking place, and I saw this old man speaking, and he looked right at me. He told me to repent of my sins and to keep the commandments of God. I think they said his name was Joseph Fielding Smith." By such power, the Spirit of God moves among men. And so now I must tell you, realizing that what I say may be reaching many tens of thousands of people, that Spencer W. Kimball, now in the place of Joseph Fielding Smith and other prophets who have died, is a prophet of God. I can say this because when he was presented to the church to become our president a year ago, the Spirit of the Lord said distinctly and almost audibly, "He is speaking as a prophet of God." I know that as I tell you this, the Spirit of the Lord also tells you that it is the truth. He is not merely the prophet of God to the members of this church. He is God's prophet to the whole earth. And he has for us all the words of eternal life, as he tells us again that the gospel has been restored and that we are in the work of building God's kingdom in the last days, so that mankind need not be wasted and destroyed by the calamities and the destructions that have been predicted and will surely come to pass unless we repent and turn unto him. I do testify to the truth of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.